we're talking about two different types of trunk radio systems. Those that need to be fully programmed into your scanner, and those that you can take a shortcut on. Let's figure out the differences and similarities between each one. When programming up our scanner radios, we have to look at two different kinds of trunk radio systems. Those that require full programming with logical channel numbering, that's LCN. And those that we can get by with doing controlled channel only mode. We're going to break both of these down, but let's start with the ones that are a little bit more difficult to wrap your head around. Those are the ones that require LCN, or logical channel numbering. These are trunked radio systems where when you program in each trunked system and the site, you have to put every single frequency in the site in your scanner. So if there is, say, 10 frequencies, you have to put 1 through 10 in the exact order that that system is defined on the trunk radio side of the house. Now, don't worry. A lot of this is already broken down for you in the radio reference database. And if you're going to use computer-aided programming to set up your radio, maybe you're using Sentinel, maybe you got a Home Patrol, maybe you have a Whistler with Easy Scan, maybe you're using Butel software, a ProScan, don't worry. This is all taken care of for you. But if you're old school like me, and sometimes you want to put things in, you know, either by keyboard or, you know, by spreadsheet, this is very important to note. Another thing to note here too is not every frequency can be defined in order. For example, if you have 5 frequencies, maybe you have 1, 2, 4, 5, and then 7 defined. Yes, it's a little bit weird, but again, these are the ways some of these trunk radio systems can be set up. Now, why is this? Why do we have to know about LCN or logical channel numbering? And why do the program scanners up this way? That is because of the way that the protocol works for some of these trunk radio systems. Let me explain here. Now, we all know how our trunk radio system works because we've already listened to or watched the previous version of Scanner Radio University, where I break down the different layers of a trunked radio system. And one of them we're talking about right now is control channel and the voice channels. So the control channel is going to be like the conductor, right? And he's going to tell everybody where to go. The conductor, though, is going to take a shortcut here. And instead of saying, hey, go to frequency 851.8875, he's going to say, go to channel 10, go to channel 3, go to channel 5, go to channel 7. Hey, I'm the control channel. I'm on channel 2. That's a shortcut, right? It saves a little bit of data space, and it's just the way the protocol works. Now, without systems that have a predefined mapping as part of the protocol, we need to know where channel 1, channel 5, channel 7, channel 9 are, because the system isn't telling us. The system doesn't tell the radio. So we have to tell the radio when we program it up that this is the definition of channel 5. This is the definition of channel 1. In other words, 851.0825 is channel 2. 852.4125 is channel 3, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Again, this is very important when it comes to programming up certain types of trunk radio systems. And those systems are EDACs, LTR, and DMR, just to name a couple. And of course, DMR, all variants of that, such as Capacity Plus, Capacity Max, right? These all need to have the channels defined in them already. Now, on the opposite side of the programming spectrum, we have trunk radio systems that are control channel only. And there are some things we still have to watch out for, even though these are control channel only types of programming. I have a hint for you at the very end of here, so make sure you stick around for that. Control channel only basically means is that we need to put in the control channels for this site into our scanner. And based off of the protocol, we get a channel mapping, we get a base channel, we get the steps, and the scanner knows what frequency it's on, so it can take all that math and figure out where channel 1 is, where channel 5 is, where channel 15 is, because it knows the map on how to get there. And sites that program out the channel mapping are systems like Motorola Type 2 and P25. That's why we see on radio reference, when we're looking for some of these sites, right, we'll see certain values in red. and we know these are control channels. And when we go to use computer-aided programming, we may get an option that says, hey, do you want to just put the control channels in here? Yes or no. Now, again, in the days where we had, you know, the BCT15s or the 996Ts or XTs, right? We had a certain number of memory channels that we could use. And if we were really going to travel, say, from north to south on I-95 or clear across the country, right? And we need to put a lot of trunks radio systems in here, we would lose a lot of real estate in our scanners just by putting in the voice channels. It makes a lot of sense just to put the control channels only in the scanner, especially if we're doing it by hand. I mean, who wants to put in 14 channels when you can just put in 5, right? I mean, it makes it a whole lot easier. But there's a common mistake that a lot of people make with this shortcut, and it can really bite you unexpectedly. Before we get there, I just want to take 1 second here to thank my Patreon supporters. Again, I can't thank my supporters enough here. I do it every single week, but I feel like that is not enough. Patreon supporters not only get the podcast early, depending on their benefit tier, but they also get other benefits as well. Again, bringing this podcast from an audio only to a video platform such as YouTube would not be possible without the support of our Patreon supporters. If you'd like to help support us on Patreon, please go to scannerschool.com/Patreon.
Do you feel lost when it comes to the scanner hobby? Are you looking for someone to answer your questions? Do you have a new radio and you need help understanding how it works? Or are you working on a big project and need somebody to bounce ideas off of? Do you need a little bit more personal assistance than what you can get from an online community? And are you looking for somebody to dedicate their attention and their time to helping you out when it comes to getting you unstuck with whatever it is that you are struggling with when it comes to the scanner radio hobby? I'm here to do just that. See, you can book me for a session right now where I'll sit on Zoom and do a video or a screen share with you, just as if I am sitting across the table and helping you out. You can book your tutoring session right now by going to scannerschool.com/tutoring. I can't wait to help you out.
So at this point now, we've figured out we've got an LCN system, which means we have to put all the frequencies for that site in their proper spot. They have to be programmed in correctly in the scanner. We also have control channel only systems where we really only have to put in the control channel. The scanner does the rest. It figures out from the channel mapping where everything goes, right? But if you only put in control channel only, you're going to lose out. Let me tell you why. When you have an LCN system, you're putting in all the frequencies. So if the control channel ever moves, for whatever reason, from a frequency that's been defined in radio reference as a control channel, you're set because you put all the frequencies in. You've mapped out that system. But if you do control channel only, and that control channel moves to a frequency that it was once only defined as a voice channel, guess what? Now all of a sudden, you're going to go into CC not found, right? Or you're not going to be listening to that trunk radio system. And here is a good example of that. Out on the east end of Long Island, there was the East Hampton Trunk Radio System. Being that it was only on the east end of Long Island, there wasn't really a lot of ears on it in the hobby. But somebody was going out there quite frequently. And every couple of days, he would notice, I lose the system. I can't hear it anymore. Well, that's because there was probably about 5 or 6 frequencies total on that site. A couple of them were already defined in radio reference as control channels. So this person only programmed up his scanner in control channel only mode. Well, guess what? On those days where the control channel, you can see where this is going, right? Would roll onto those voice channels, their scanner would go CC not found, even though they know that it's up and running. And then the next day, things would work fine again. Once they programmed in all of the channels for that site into their scanner, they never lost the control channel again. So this system was set up every single day. It would roll the control channel. And it just happened by chance that somebody was out there and realized that every couple of days, they couldn't hear the system anymore. So my advice to you is, even though you can put in control channel only, I would suggest putting all the voice channels in. Because really, if you have enough memory in some of these scanner radios, what does it hurt having a couple extra voice channels in there? You really shouldn't tie up too much extra memory, being that we've got thousands of memories now in our radios. And for those of you saying, hey, what about reband? Don't worry. We have a special Scanner Radio University podcast episode coming up just for reband. But just to summarize, we're out now, because again, we want to get this to you in bite-sized information without overwhelming you. We've got two different types of trunk systems that we can program into our system. Those that require logical channel numbering, and those that require control channel only. Those that require LCN programming need to have the frequencies for that trunk site programmed in exact order, as defined by the trunk radio system, and we could find that very easily on Radio References database. And then the opposite side is those that require control channel only, but my advice on those is just put all the frequencies in anyway, because in the event that the control channel rolls over to a voice-only channel, we'll still be able to listen to that system. Please make sure you're subscribed to this podcast on your favorite Audible podcast player or on YouTube, because we're going to continue with the Scanner Radio University series next week.
Before we wrap up this week's podcast, I want to take a minute here to thank all of our Patreon supporters.
Alvin Zaz, Arthur Heron, Bill Kay, Bob Rops, Bob Middleton, Brandon Sammons, Brian Arsenal, Brian King, Chris Paris, Classic Hank, Craig Harper, Dan, Danielle Caviola, Dave Pasco, David, David C., David Kudneski, David Robertson, David Watts, Danny Crotty, Ed Walsh, Ed, K2EPM, Greg Johnson, I Hate Junk Mail, Jack Haycock, Jacques Berry, James Felling, Jay Reed, Jeff, Jeff Block, Jeff Chapman, Jeff Waldrop, Jenny Taylor, Jim B., Jim Heiner, John Keel, John Sweeney, John Derby, John Goldenberg, Joshua Robb, KC5, DJT, Ken Newberry, Kenneth Fowler, Kevin Zwicky, Lenny Bauer, Les Stevenson, Lloyd R., Luke Hartnett, Mark Beebe, Mason Kramer, Matt, and U8H, Michael Kroger, Michael Meadows, Michael Thomas, Mike Lopez, KN6, FXR, Mike Piltz, Nicholas Stenger, Paul Bowling, Paul Thiel, Randy Young, Raymond Hill, Rich Palmieri, Ronnie Bach, Scott Lefgren, Stephen Falcon, Thomas Giampino, Todd Glendie, BA7ZZT, and William Arcand, W1WRA.
Find out more about Patreon and our support tiers by visiting scannerschool.com/Patreon. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you again next week. 73.